This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As I said in the numbers, and as you have no doubt heard and quite probably seen by now, an unmanned rocket ferrying supplies to the International Space Station blew up just after liftoff yesterday. Nobody was hurt, and the six people living in space right now are going to be just fine. But the space business model is worth a look. Kate Davidson has it.
In 2008, NASA was preparing to retire the space shuttle, so it hired two private companies to resupply the space station, Orbital Sciences, whose rocket just exploded, and the company known as SpaceX. The initial price tag was $3.5 billion. Frank Slazer with the Aerospace Industries Association says NASA wasn't buying new vehicles.
What they actually bought was cargo delivery services, just like you would buy services on FedEx or something like that.
Yesterday's explosion may prompt concern over the increasing privatization of space travel, but space people say, remember, NASA has always relied on the private sector.
NASA's never built a rocket. Rockets that NASA and the Air Force use have always been built by private companies.
John Logsdon founded the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. He doesn't think the explosion says anything profound about this model of business.
What it says is launching things into space is hard. And there will be, unfortunately, failures along the way.
NASA recently hired Boeing and SpaceX to ferry astronauts to the space station in a few years. It's all part of NASA's attempts to reach its goals more cheaply. At the same time, Carissa Christensen with the Tory Group says the commercial space industry has grown globally. It's now worth about $225 billion.
Putting that in context, the total amount that governments spend globally is about $75 billion.
NASA's now in the process of awarding its next round of cargo contracts. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.